It's time to take a look at greyhound racing this week with this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you, Simon.
And a big night at Sandown tomorrow, Duke.
Terrific night. It's the first night of the Sandown Cup Carnival, and of course it is highlighted by the Group 3 Bill Collins Memorial Speedstar Series, four two-dog match races over the 515 metres. We've got some very, very quick greyhounds engaged. And I can tell you this, Simon, this is a really, really popular concept as far as punters are concerned. We find that we get a lot of people that bet on sport actually coming across migrating and betting on these match races because it is purely and simply a head-to-head scenario. We've got an overall market for the greyhound that records the fastest time, but the four two-dog match races, there's only two in the field, so it's not hard to find the winner. But let me tell you, in the past few years, there's been a couple of upsets as well.
And you can take exotic bet types like exactas, quinellas and trifectas, and it's all determined by the times.
Yeah, it is. So if you could have a greyhound that actually finishes second in a two-dog match race, but it may clock the second fastest time, that would actually then place it second in the field. So for those punters betting on the exotics, the exacta is the fastest time recorded with the second fastest time, the quinella the first two fastest times, the trifecta first fastest, second fastest, third fastest, and likewise for the first ball. That's for tab betting. Now for fixed odds betting, there's a market open on the overall winner, which is the fastest time recorded. Aston DB is the favorite for that. But if you want to bet head to head, betting ceases with the commencement of the first of these races at 7:46 p.m. And to get the head to head markets, you go to the tab website, click on sport, click on Racing Extras, and then click on Vic Greyhound Specials. And that brings you up all the head-to-head markets for these four match races. As said, it's the 2020 of greyhound racing, Simon, and it is very, very popular.
And in each match race, the odd-numbered rug starts from box one, while the even-numbered rug will jump from box three.
That's right, mate. And again, we've got, in the case of Wormburner being scratched, which we'll talk about, the first reserve starts from box one and wears rug nine.
In the first of the heats, we've got Riveting jumping from box one and Nature's Gent from box three. And in the head-to-head, $1.35 Nature's Gent, Riveting $3.20.
When you look at these two greyhounds, their stats, Simon, are nearly identical. You know, they've had 16 or 17 starts. They've had seven starts at Sandown. Yet the market suggests that Nature's Gent, who's a greyhound who's blessed with brilliant pace, but he can find trouble in a full field. He's going to be really well suited in a two-dog match race. I think Riveting will lead, but I think Nature's Gent will be way too strong.
In the second of those heats, we see Princess Pout now at the scratching of Wormburner from box one. Bewildering is drawn box three here. $1.15 for Bewildering and Princess Pout $5.50.
Yeah, Wormburner was injured in his last trial, which was on Sunday evening. He's actually tore stomach muscles. He's out indefinitely, which really robbed this match race of something special. Princess Pout, look, she's $5.50. She probably should be $10 because the Wildering went to Warrnambool last Wednesday evening. He won the Group 2 Warrnambool Classic in an eyelash outside the track record. Shona Thompson then took him to Sandown Park to qualify for this race on Sunday in an exhibition trial, and he ran 29.17, which is the second fastest. With Wormburner out, he's now the fastest greyhound throughout the series. His record at Sandown Park in full fields is diabolical. He's had five starts. He's yet to crack it for a win. But I tell you what, he is the best bet of the year tomorrow night at Sandown Park. You're getting 15% interest on your money. Line up, take whatever odds you can get about Bewildering. He will be winning.
Okay, pretty keen there, Bewildering. Duke, in the third of those heats, Black Mumbo's got box one, Flyright from box three. Black Mumbo, $1.50 head-to-head, Flyright $2.60.
Yeah, really keen on Black Mumbo as well. He was a good second at the track last week. A couple of weeks back, he ran a terrific second behind Wormburner. I think from box one, Black Mumbo punches up. He holds Flyright out at the first turn. They're both 29.3 dogs, but I think Black Mumbo is probably the greyhound that's going to be better suited to the inside draw out of all of these runners on Thursday night. And I think he wins match race three.
And the fourth and the final of the heats, Eminent Reality box one, Aston DB box three. And Aston DB's $1.55 here, Eminent Reality $2.50.
The most intriguing of the match race series. These are two very, very hot dogs. Eminent Reality ran second in the Group 1 Australian Cup earlier this year. He's had two exhibition trials at Sandown Park and he's clocked 29.23 on both occasions. Aston DB, a 29.19 winner at the track. Two starts back, he went to Bulleye. He set new track record figures over the 472. Then went to Maitland last week, ran a track record, or ran a length outside the track record, I should say. I just think that Eminent Reality isn't blessed with early pace, and he does want to shift up the track. If Aston DB steps on turns with him, he'll lead him by the first turn. And if Aston DB does that, I think Aston DB wins. As far as my tips go, Simon, I'm putting Aston DB on top. I'm going to put Bewildering in for second, but I'm going to put Eminent Reality in for third because I think that this will be the fastest of the four match race series. You can play around with those numbers, but I think Aston DB wins the last of the match race, but I think it will be the fastest of the four that they'll climb.
Okay, and the overall winner market, Aston DB, is $2.50, Bewildering $2.70. So that's the Speedstar Series. Couple of other feature races tomorrow night at Sandown. The race callers is Ray 6, and Shimmer Songs, a $3.30 favourite here, narrowly over Burn One Down and Fanta Bale, both $3.50.
One of the hottest 595-metre races you'll see at Sandown Park for a number of years. Stacks of group winners here. Fanta Bale, of course, won the Australian Cup. She's won three group ones. She's won a couple of group ones over the 600 metres at the Meadows. She trialled last week running 29.57, trying to get into the Speedstar Series. So she's probably not that far off her best. She loves Ben Starts. It doesn't matter what box it is. She's won a feature race from box six in the past. Shimmer Song's been flying in recent times, a good winner at a last start, and she's on that occasion ran 34-24 at the Meadows last Saturday night. But the greyhound I'm tipping is Burn One Down. He's first up on Thursday night after finishing the tail of the field in the Group 1 Superstars. He did trial at Sandown Park Sunday week ago, and he ran 29-37. The Thompson Kennel are unsure whether they'll progress with the Sandown Cup to the Sandown Cup with Burn One Down. And that tells me he's not ready to run 7.15, but he is primed to run at a middle distance of 5.95. He's run an eyelash outside the track record at the Meadows over the 600 metres there. I think Burn One Down is ridiculous odds at $3.50 because in a couple of starts' time, you could be copping $1.30 about him in staying races. So I'm going to back Burn One Down. It is a terrific race, but if you like something, don't let me turn you off it. I just think with that trial under his belt, running 29.37, which is really only half a length outside what the slowest qualifier in the Speedstar is. Burn One Down is prime for this 600-metre race on Thursday night.
And the 715-metre Liz Reen is race 8. We've got Trip to Eden here at $2.35. Trip to Eden's drawn box 2. And Dundee Calypso has come up with box 5 here as the $4 second favourite.
Another terrific race. And, of course, these greyhounds will move forward to Thursday week with the heats of the Group 1 Sandown Cup, the richest staying race in the world. Trip to Eden's been costly at his past couple. He finished third behind Dundee Calypso last week from box 1. Missed the start badly. Go back 3 starts. He won the Group 1 Association Cup at Wentworth Park. He's got Teddy Minnelli drawn inside of him, a fast beginner. I think Trip to Eden's going to get a really nice card into the first turn here. Dundee Calypso, she has jumped out of the ground at the last 3 starts. She's won them all at Sandown Park in good times at 41.93, 41.74 and 41.89. And you can't discount a greyhound who is racing in the form that she's racing in. And she beat Trip to Eden hands down last week. I think, you know, obviously she's the greyhound that Trip to Eden has to overcome. But I do think off the inside of box number 2 anyway, I think he's going to get a really nice run into the race. And I think that Trip to Eden and Dundee Calypso will fight out the Liz run.
And you'll be trackside Sandown tomorrow night, Jake?
Sure will. We've got a big coverage of the Speedstar. So I'm myself and Michael Floyd, the racing manager from Sandown Park. From 7:30 p.m. on Sky Racing 2, we've got a dedicated 45-minute window where we broadcast all the races. We've got enhanced coverage there with graphics, interviews with the trainers, just as they're about to box the dogs. So a terrific night as far as racing is concerned at Sandown Park, but more so with the Speedstar Series. $10,000 to the winner of each of those match races, $15,000 extra to the greyhound that clocks the fastest time on the night, and I'm really looking forward to it. And as I said, it kicks off the first night of the Sandown Cup Carnival.
And over to Friday night, Duke, 7 heats old, the Richmond Riches will be run.
The richest provincial race in Australia, worth $100,000 to the winner. Heats this week, semi-finals the following Friday, and then the final on May the 26th, worth $100,000 to the winner. And I'm sure our greyhound fans would remember 30 Talks took out the inaugural running of the Richmond Riches last year. In the first of the heats, Mr. Twister, a short price favourite from box 3 at $1.80. He should win. He ran second there last week. behind Knight Sprite in a top-grade race, and he'll be better for the run. The second heat of the night, a really open race. I've got a greyhound by the name of DJ Frankie engaged in this, but there's a few DJ Frankies, let me tell you. If he puts in his best paw, I think he's well up to winning this race. But there's a few different DJ Frankies, unfortunately. Pick It Up's the favourite there from the outside draw, a greyhound that's got really good early pace. The third heat, the favourite, Victor Charlie from the Sultana Kennel, really well drawn from box eight. Go across to race four, which is heat four, and Kong looks perfectly drawn out in box eight. The 535 metres at Richmond should suit him perfectly. Miss Gambler is a greyhound that's got plenty of ability in race nine, the fifth heat. It's drawn box one. It's currently $2.50. The sixth heat, and the favourite here is Opal Nera, who split Ipswich on Saturday night over the shorts for Tony Brett. And Tony's got the favourites in the last two because if you go across to race 11, he's got fast times. He was a beaten favourite in the Group 2 Queensland Derby final at Albion Park last Thursday night. He's $1.35. I think they're poison odds. He needs to be able to come out running, and he hasn't done that realistically at three out of his last four. A couple of handy dogs here. Ace Gambler from Box 2 and Big Black, who started favourite in the Group 3 Nara Puppy Classic final at its last start. It met all sorts of trouble. I'm going to take the $4 about Big Black because I just can't take the $1.35 about fast times. But it's going to be a terrific night at Richmond on Friday night. Seven heats of the Richmond Riches. First four in each heat, plus the four fastest fists. They all progress through to the semi-finals. And as I said, Friday, May the 26th, we'll be live trackside there for the $100,000 to the winner final.
And at the boxes, on again tonight, Duke.
Sure is. I'll be joined by Michael Floyd again to preview the Sandown card. Timmy Newbowl will be along and we'll take a bit more of an in-depth look at these Richmond Riches heats. And as I said, I'll be trackside Sandown Park Thursday night for a great night of racing.
Look forward to the coverage. Thanks very much, Mark. We'll chat again next week.
Cheers, Simon.